Scholastic Audio presents Not If I Save You First by Allie Carter. Read by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. 6 years ago.
Dear Maddie, there's a party at my house tomorrow night. Mom said I can invite a friend if I want to. So do you want to come? Yes? No? Maybe. Logan.
Madeline Rose Manchester had absolutely no intention of invading the White House, but she knew seven different ways she could do it if she'd wanted to. After all, Logan had lived there less than a year, and already he and Maddie had found four tunnels, two pseudo-secret passageways, and a cabinet near the kitchen that smelled faintly of cheese and only partially blocked an old service elevator that really wasn't as boarded up as everybody thought.
Charlie?
Maddie asked the big man in the passenger seat of the dark SUV. He turned to look at where she sat, her seatbelt snugly around her. Even though everyone knew silk wrinkled, and Maddie had never had a silk dress before. She'd already complained about it, but Charlie had told her that it was either wear a seatbelt or walk, and her black leather shoes were new and they'd already started to pinch her feet, and Logan had told her there might be dancing later. Maddie dearly, dearly hoped there would be dancing.
What you need, Mad?
Charlie asked while Walter kept driving.
Did you know there's a place under the stairs in the East Wing that's full of spiders that died during the Nixon administration? Do you think...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?